A tool, a resource, an alien. You know, it was a physical presence that was a part of your clique, your crew. That was the radio.
You know, you were just stuck to your radio dial with two fingers on buttons. Pause, record.
You're flipping through the dial, and it wasn't no digital tuning. It was straight fine-tuning, because you might have overshot your situation. You're like, oh, that's static. All right, we good. Hold up.
You know, you could go to school and talk about, did you hear this new song this weekend? Or did you hear what Red Alert did? Or did you hear what Chuck Chill Out did? You know, you bonded with other people who also kind of were drawn to the music.
The Lollipop Guild only listens to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of FET Press in Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a student at Columbia Greene Community College, and I'm also from Hudson.
I am Lena, and I'm from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate.
Usually bookish things.
But we're not sure what we're talking about today. There might be some books mixed in. There might be some bookish things. And there might be some non-bookish things. Because we were all chatting before we started the radio show today. And we realized we weren't sure what we wanted to talk about. But we managed to always talk about things. And... we try to be somewhat entertaining and informative, so hopefully we'll be able to wing it well. I believe in us.
Yeah, I bet we can wing it well.
So, Lena, what do you want to talk about first?
First off, please don't mind any papers, because I just opened my binder, and apparently the binder rings were open, and... that means my papers got all messed up, and I dropped majority of my papers on the floor. But I want to talk about a book that I want to make. Ah. But it's just going to be a book about my characters, and I probably most likely won't even try publishing it. It's just going to be for fun. It's just going to be about some of my characters, like if they were roommates, and I might give a little information on some of my characters. The character that it's probably going to be meeting around is my character, who is a kitsune, I think is how you pronounce it. And I don't know what her name is going to be yet. Also, I'm very happy because I got my first non-screen tablet. Well, actually, it's my first tablet ever. And second, I got almost all the FNAFs. Like almost every FNAF game in the series. I only got up to 1 to 4, and I don't know how many there are, so like, no, I didn't get a lot of the games, is what I think. So, yeah.
So, for your characters, because I know you do a lot of characters online, like digital drawings, do you also do hand drawings? And is your book going to have your characters hand drawn, or are you going to print out characters that you've drawn digitally?
I'm thinking of like maybe just like writing the script for it, and it's probably not going to have many pictures, but it's probably just going to have reference pictures of what they would look like. Just so you can like see what they look like. And also, usually when I show pictures of my characters, they're usually hand drawn, and then they're not drawn ever digitally. or hand-drawn and then traced on my phone. And then I give them color because I don't give majority of my characters color.
Hmm. Sounds like a fun project.
Yeah, but it's not for school. It's just for fun, by the way.
It's good to do things for fun.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to mute.
Okay. Amelia, what did you want to talk about today?
I watched a ton of Christmas movies yesterday. That was fun. And actually, I have a book that relates to a Christmas movie. I want to watch this today because I didn't get the chance to watch it yesterday, but I am going to watch The Nightmare Before Christmas today, which I usually watch more around Halloween, but it is technically also a Christmas movie, so I will watch it.
But I think we've talked about this before.
We have and talked you, about this whole
you and Tim before. Burton think it's a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie.
Yeah, I forget. I don't know. But
I think of it as a Christmas movie. I think
I've always thought of it as more of a Halloween movie.
Yeah,
personally, but I will watch it around Christmas. I a long time ago, I think I got for Christmas. I got the book that goes along with the movie, like the original Tim Burton book, and it's really cute and has a ton of really cool illustrations in it, and it's all written in rhyme and all that. It's kind of like books like that. It's almost like Dr. Seuss but dark, and I really love that. So that does have to do with a book, so that's kind of fun.
Were the Christmas movies you watched new ones or ones you've seen over and
over
again?
Of different ones. I don't know if anyone remembers this movie, but there was a movie called Krampus that came out in 2015. And I love it a lot. I personally think it's really good. It's kind of a horror comedy. It's like if Hallmark decided to do horror. That's the feeling it has. And that's a feeling I can get behind. So I really like that movie. I made my friend watch it. She liked it too. So that's what I've been up to.
Do you have a favorite Christmas movie of all time?
I like Krampus a lot because it's just different and not a lot of people know about it. But if like you're going with a classic, I really like The Grinch. I've like kind of discovered a new appreciation for it recently. I don't know why. I've watched it a lot, but I like that one.
The cartoon one or the Jim Carrey one?
Both. They both have their charms. Jim Carrey is just fun to watch. I'm pretty sure like everyone else has a script except for Jim Carrey whenever he's in a movie and they just let him do whatever he wants. yeah. Cool. But that's what I've been watching. Nice. Just a lot of Christmas stuff.
How about you, Lena? Do you have any favorite Christmas movies?
I'm pretty sure my favorite is Home Alone.
Oh.
I don't know what my favorite is because I watch a lot of them. But my favorite one so far is Home Alone. Home Alone 1, to be exact.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that in years, probably like since it first came out. That was a long time ago. Yeah, I guess I think the one that I enjoy the most, that like if it's on TV, I'll watch like once a year around Christmas, is Elf. I just find that so funny and charming. And then I really do like The Nightmare Before Christmas, and it's arguably a Halloween movie, but I don't know. It's got some Christmas spirit. It's got some Christmas songs. Got Kidnapped the Santa Claus.
I love that song. I love that movie a lot.
Yeah. I remember when that movie first came out, I didn't see it in the theaters for some reason. And then I just knew that I was going to love it just from seeing like advertisements for it. And so when it came out on video, I like bought the tape. That's how old I am. There were tapes. But I bought it on tape and I watched it like over and over and over again. And I had a Nightmare Before Christmas watch that I think was maybe just like some cheap watch from like a Happy Meal or something. I don't know.
My friend made me a blanket with a Nightmare Before Christmas pattern on it for this Christmas. She gave me my present early, but I have that now to add to my copious amounts of merchandise that has to do with Nightmare Before Christmas. But yeah, no, it's really cool. A couple of years ago, I went to Disney for Halloween. They're like Halloween celebration. And that's when they have all those rare characters from that movie out. and like there to meet and greet and all that, I may have at the age of 17 almost cried. It was just a lot of fun. I had always wanted to go to Disney during Halloween, and it was just kind of like so much fun that I was like overwhelmed. I'm just like, I can't believe I'm here. I'm finally here.
That's fun. I didn't have like one specific book that I was planning to share, because I've mostly been reading. I'm finishing up a novel that I've already talked about and another book that I've already talked about. I'm still finishing those. And so otherwise, I've mostly been reading picture books. And it's dangerous at this time of year because all of the best of the year lists come out. And there's a lot of lists around children's books that I get access to. And I love picture books so much that I basically go through these lists, and any book that I haven't read that's on a list, I borrow and I read. So I get like, I don't even know how many books, but I've been reading so many picture books recently. And it's such a wide variety of like sort of simpler concept books, and then like funny, silly stories, and then touching, like sad stories that like make me cry, and then books that make me laugh, and adventure books. And but yeah, so I'm having fun reading all sorts of different books. And I think the only other book that I've read recently that's not a picture book, aside from the ones that I mentioned that I've already talked about, I recently read a graphic novel biography called Kusama by Elisa Massolari. And it's about the artist Yayoi Kusama. And it follows her from her childhood in rural Japan to the United States, to New York, and back again. And sort of follows her as an artist and like the various projects that she's worked on and styles that she's brought to light. And it's interesting because I was not as familiar with some of her earlier art, especially like her performance pieces, but I've seen some of her other works that have been very popular and gotten a lot of attention in recent years, and I find them very interesting. And I liked that the book was really beautiful, and I feel like it didn't like totally capture the experience of like one of her art pieces, but it did a really good job of being like a biography about an artist that was also art because it's a graphic novel. So I think that one's definitely worth checking out if you're interested in her as an artist and you like graphic novel biographies. But that's, yeah, so it's just called Kusama, the graphic novel by Elisa Massolari. And I made my reading challenge, reading all these picture books. I have one of these things. So I do the on Goodreads, which is a website where you can like track your reading and make shelves of books you want to read. And then you can review books that you've read. And you can also set an annual challenge for how many books you want to read. And for me, it's really complicated trying to set a goal because I read both picture books and adult books and teen books. And like I read all different length of books. And so it's always hard to set a goal because it's like, depending on how many picture books I read, the number could fluctuate significantly. But I also don't like completing my challenge before. I like completing my challenge in December, basically. I don't want to like set a goal and complete it by the middle of the year because I like kind of working towards something. So I often will set a goal and then change it at some point when I notice I'm getting close to it. And so usually I'm keeping an eye on that. But the other day I finished a book and I reviewed it and then it was like, you met your goal. I was like, oh, okay. So now I'm over my goal. But right now I'm at 614 of 600 books was my goal. So yay me, I made it. I'm a success. I read so many books. But yeah, I still have a lot of books checked out that I'm going to read at the end of this year. And a bunch of audiobooks too that I want to get to. But I have to finish up my current one. I'm so close. I just have, I think, 2 hours of audio left. And then I get to move on to the next one, which I've been dying to read. But I'm not good at putting an audiobook aside and coming back to it. That's really hard.
I've listened to audiobooks. Sometimes I can find them on YouTube, or sometimes I just find really long, like scary stories on YouTube. And it's hard because sometimes I'll put them to the side and then if I'm like not signed into my YouTube account, I can't find my place in where I was again. So I have to like write down the timestamp and everything.
Yeah, I do that with the audiobooks that I borrow too, because if I don't get to finish it before it's due and then I have to return it, sometimes trying to find your place again is really hard. So depending on the book, sometimes it's easier because they have like chapter titles, but if it's just like part three some random time, it's a little harder. But yeah, I'm curious how many books I'll read by the end of the year. And then I like to look back at all the books that I've read and think about like which ones have stuck with me the most throughout the year. I don't usually do like a my favorite reads kind of thing, but I do that every month, but I don't do it as an annual thing because I don't know, it's too hard. And it's also hard comparing like picture books to like full novels to graphic novels. They're all so different. But yeah. And of course, book-wise, with Christmas coming up, I'm also buying lots of nice books as gifts. Books make great gifts. Just a reminder. Do you all have any books on your wish list?
I think I've mentioned this before, but there's like a book of like birthdays and birthday meanings and like sun signs and moon signs and all kinds of signs that I guess are significant to your life and the day you were born that I want. And I put it on my Christmas list. It's upstairs, but I am not going to bother to run up and grab it right now. I just know it has very long title. And it's like The Meaning of Birthdays by some authors somewhere.
Well, if you get it, you can report back and like tell us about our birthdays and what they mean.
We can have an astrology edition of the show.
Sounds fun. How about you, Lena? Do you have any books or bookish things on your wish list?
I feel like I had one, but I forgot.
That's fair. I have a couple. I think I mentioned on last week's show, I really want to read Anne of Green Gables, finally. And I think I put, there's like the library edition of Black Hammer, which is a comic that I've read and loved. And I haven't read one or more of the recent volumes. And I decided rather than reading the individual volumes, I would just get like a massive volume that collects more of it. But that's a comic series I really love by Jeff Lemire, who also, I don't know when it's going to be out in volume form, but he also was the creator behind Sweet Tooth, which is a comic series that I really loved. And they recently started, they kind of like picked up the storyline again. And I don't know much about it because I like to kind of wait until it's in a volume form before I really dive in. So I don't know if it picks up like right where the other series left off or if it's like with a different character in the same world. But I'm excited for that too. And I think I kickstarted some project that, was it Jeff Lemire? Maybe it was somebody else. I kickstarted so long ago, I don't even remember, some graphic novel from two creators that I really love, but I'm forgetting which two they were. And I think that might be coming out in the new year. Who knows? I'll have to report back on that. I momentarily thought it was Jeff Lemire, but I'm not sure if it is.
Emily, I think I just remembered the book that I wanted, kind of.
Oh, yeah?
But I'm going to have to ask my brother if he could put it on his Christmas wish list, because we have this rule. Once you hang it up or put it in the mailbox or tree, you can't bring it back down. So that's our rule. So basically, the book is like kind of like a mystery solving book, because like it has a bunch of riddles and I'm pretty sure only one has been solved, and the person who made the book, I'm pretty sure, is dead, because it was made so long ago, and so people haven't really figured out like what the majority of the riddles are. And I kind of want to be that one person who's like, oh, I think I know what the riddles are. And I'm pretty sure, like, me and my sister and my brother are just going to be like, Yes, we should continue doing these riddles.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
I figured out what the comic was that I kickstarted. It is by Jeff Lemire, so it's called Cosmic Detective, and it's an original sci-fi mystery graphic novel. And it's by Jeff Lemire and Matt Kint, who I've also really enjoyed his work, and one other person whose full name I don't know, who I'm not as familiar with, obviously. But yeah, if you mix Jeff Lemire and Matt Kint, sounds good to me. Plus, I like sci-fi and I like mystery. So it'll be fun. Hopefully, it'll come out someday. I do get updates about it, but we'll see. Yay. So we just had Mashuda and Fatia join us. So welcome to you both. Do you have anything you want to share today?
I do.
Great. What do you want to share, Fatia?
I want to share my new story that I made. I colored it like this. And there's like no title. I didn't like finish it all. It's a new book. So it took me like a couple of days to finish it. And this is the first picture. It's a unicorn. I'm like watched a video on YouTube and like did it.
Hmm. You watched a video on how to draw a unicorn?
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat.
And this is a really cute page. The unicorn is so cute.
Is your book mostly about unicorns?
Unicorns and princesses.
And princesses.
Oh, and rainbows too.
Mm, of course.
The other pages, some of them have words on it, some of them have pictures on it. Hmm. Some of them is plain. Oh, and this is a flower unicorn. It's really beautiful. And this one is a really beautiful girl.
Oh, wow. That is a beautiful rainbow dress.
Yes. Wow.
That's a really gorgeous picture. Our radio listeners are really missing out not being able to see things, but that's how it goes with radio. Can't see things on radio. But you'll just have to imagine the most beautiful girl that you can imagine in a rainbow dress.
Yes, and this is and there's the other girl. Mashuda helped me to like do this picture because I couldn't like write like hers. They both have like different writing.
Like the bubbly letters.
Oh, okay. Good
job on.
Not super pretty. I love this. And I can read it to you. And this is Fahim. Fahim. Good, Fatia. Wait.
It says family good, Mashuda, Fatia, Fahim.
Oh, nice.
It has all of our siblings' name on it. And then I tried to do it with the bubble letters.
That's amazing. Oh, and I wrote Mashuda here. I wrote Mashuda here. Because Mashuda did not write Mashuda, so I wrote it.
You added her in. You didn't want her to be left out.
I know how to spell Mashuda. M-A-S-H-U-D-A. I learned it.
Nice. Thanks
to Mashuda, I learned how to spell her name. And the other pages, I did not do the other page. The rest is blank because I did not do the rest yet.
Are you planning to fill it in?
Yeah, I have to fill it all. Then it's complete. Then I think I can deliver one book to you guys.
Oh, that'd be great.
Two books.
I'd love to see one in person. Maybe we can lend them out to the public.
So wait, so at the book, do you want any of like words? Do you want words on it or pictures?
I think both are nice. I like a mix of words and pictures.
Okay,
all of it.
But I need to line it there to be the word so I can write the words down. But I need my sister's help because I'm not really a good speller.
Yeah. Even adult writers have editors that help them make sure they're spelling things right and doing their punctuation right and all of that. And sometimes even the editors make mistakes. I find mistakes in books sometimes.
Me too.
But I'm always surprised.
Sometimes I make the like my mistakes into a heart or a rainbow.
Very nice.
And I hope.
Well, thanks for sharing, Fatia. We love seeing your books and hearing about them and hearing about your artistic process. So I look forward to hearing more from you.
Thank you.
And hopefully seeing the books in person sometime at the library. That would be really exciting.
The book that, like, we're going to, the next book we're going to do is, the third book we're going to do is going to be, my student is going to write the two books when I'm going to draw and color.
Oh, that's really cool.
And so my student is my
It'll be by Mashuda and Fatia.
That could be the editor. Because you do the things, and I just fix the spelling. That's what I do. You do all of the work.
I do not do work. But you can outline. We both have two jobs.
Okay.
It'll be a nice collaboration. A sister collaboration.
Yeah, like and I'm going to write Beth Sisters instead of Fatia and Mashuda.
Nice.
Best ever. And I think we should do Best Family too. I don't know if we could think about it first. Or maybe My Family. How about that? That's the title. I have so many titles in my mind. Or Buy the Ugly Vegetables.
The Ugly Vegetable?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a story in my journey's book.
I think I've read that. Is it about a family that has vegetables growing in their garden that look ugly, but then they make like a delicious meal out of them?
Yeah.
Delicious
soup. It's like Chinese.
It's by Grace Lin. That's a great book.
Yeah. And then they shared it with like the entire town.
Mm-hmm.
The whole entire neighborhood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Best book ever.
Yeah.
I can read it to you. I'm not a really good reader, but my student can read it to you.
Yeah, you just have to practice.
I've practiced so many.
You're only in second grade.
No, I'm not. I'm in college.
Interesting.
College so bad because I am in college.
Yeah, because I really want my own office really bad.
Well, I look forward to seeing you grow up until you're in college. That'll be really cool. And then after that too. So we're just about out of time for today, but we hope everyone out there listening has a wonderful week with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading. Bye.
Bye. We both did by at the same time.
Once autumn's glow has gone away, and gray cotton clouds like lousy days, you're the winter sun. Ooh. Winter sun. And turn to confetti, brown and orange. I know soon you'll come to the whip of the wind, and they will make it branches with warmth and light. When tired bones tremble from the cold, one kiss of your warmth heals the soul. Shine with the sun, make this cold heart whole.
Where are you going? Dinner. There's good news.